We did get one more question via Twitter. I was trying to wrap it up, but
do it. I will. Let's do it. I'll go proper bad cop with this one to kind of bring it all back.
Okay.
All right, do it.
My story is an odd length, 12,000 words. For better chance to sell, should I shorten it, lengthen it, or neither?
Do you want to go first, and then I'll go?
For new writers, I think that tightening is the way to go. You need to go in there and find the words that you don't need and the scenes you don't need, just because of, I'll say, just the law of averages, I suppose, says that more new writers write more than they should. And so you need to learn how to tighten and make it shorter.
No, that's very logical, rational advice. I would go even farther than that. I would say not just tighten it. I would pare it down and keep paring it down until you've got about a sentence left, one sentence. And then I'd pare that down to like the first word. And then I would delete the file. And then I would go to refrigerator repair school. That would be my advice to this individual.
Just because they wrote a too long or too short story?
No, because the odds are overwhelming that it sucks, Murr, because we're dealing with fiction and writers here, and that's just the reality of things. If the story this person is talking about is good, do you have any idea the statistical odds that they have outright defied by writing something that doesn't suck?
That's true.
They're an anomaly. They shouldn't exist. We should hunt them down and kill them before they upset the space-time continuum destroy us all.
You're saying if we're any good, we're anomalies, and we should hunt ourselves down and kill ourselves.
Well, no,
like
we're...
Jet Li in The One, which was a really crappy movie, except it had Bagua in it, and I have never seen that martial art in a movie before, and that was awesome.
Was that the inside, the really inside internal form?
Yeah.
Was that for the yeah?
That was
the
internal form.
That was really good, yeah. I do remember they gave them very distinctive styles, and
yeah.
I appreciated that. It also gave way to one of the greatest behind-the-scenes making-of lines, which is when Jet Li's sitting there and he goes, and I asked myself, how you make Jet Li fight Jet Li? I will occasionally watch the making-of just to hear him ask that question because he's so sincere about it. Like, he's not being a douchebag. He's just sincerely wondering, how do you do that? How do you make Jet Li fight Jet Li? It's impossible. So, yeah.
I think I'm going to print that out on a label and put it on my desk. How do you make Jet Li fight Jet Li?
It's, you know, in terms of narrative, it certainly is a quandary that I think can be universally applied.
Yeah.
To most problems. And I think if I was a writing professor, I'd just use that over and over again. I would never be a writing professor. I think we can just establish that right now. But in a parallel, the one-like universe where I was, any problem anybody had, I'd just look at them very earnestly and take my glasses off because I'd have glasses because mm-hmm. all writing professors have to have glasses. And I'd chew the end and I'd look at them and then I'd go, you know what you're doing? You're trying to make Jet Li fight Jet Li. And then I just wouldn't say anything else, and I'd just go on with the class.
So what if we tell this person that she's just trying to make Jet Li fight Jet Li and see what she does with that?
She is. Madam, you are trying to make Jet Li fight Jet Li.